Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Von Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. An astronaut takes incredible images of Johannesburg, Cape Town and Pretoria by Cheryl Carla. Colonel Douglas Hurley shared beautiful images of South Africa. The images were taken from space and Hurley simply captioned it. South Africa, cities at night, Cape Town, Johannesburg and Pretoria. Doug Hurley recently made history when he, along with Robert Benton, became the first two American citizens to return to space from USA soil after the space program was scrapped 9 years ago. Both astronauts have been training for years for the mission, which would move the United States closer to no longer being reliant on Russia for crewed flights to and from the International Space Station. Bob and Doug made history. Benton and Douglas have been flying to the ISS on Soyuz rockets since the US shuttle program ended in 2011. Speaking to reporters ahead of the launch, Hurley said, "It's been a long road. To adhere to the new norm of a pandemic-riddled world, the 27th of May, the launch took place without the usual crowds of spectators. However, the event was live-streamed for all the world to see. NASA astronauts Doug Hurley and Robert Benton participated in a dress rehearsal of the launch day events. NASA commercial crew. South Africa from space. About a decade ago, just days ahead of the 2010 World Cup final, the European Space Agency ESA shared an Envisat image that featured the vibrant colors and varied terrain of South Africa. The image was taken on the 19th of June 2020 and showed Johannesburg and the Vaal Dam. Snow was also visible on the Sotho's Drakensberg Mountains towards the east, while the emerald green vegetation from the Otanequa Mountains is visible in the southwest. In addition, Port Elizabeth is also visible to the west of the clouds, where the coastline forms a crescent. From there, trace the coast all the way eastwards to Durban, South Africa's third largest city. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Von Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Von Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. Israeli news. The president to honor a man who died saving a woman and three kids from drowning. Rivlin creates a city medal of distinguished service to be handed out for the first time to family of Michael Ben Zikri for his exemplary behavior in Israeli society. Michael Ben Zikri, who drowned while rescuing a family from drowning in a lake. Reuven Rivlin will inaugurate a special civilian commendation for exemplary behavior to honor a man who died as he saved a mother and her three children from drowning in a lake. The president's office said in a statement, the new Civil Medal of Distinguished Service will be given to the family of Michael Ben Zikri, who lost his life in the course of his rescue efforts at the lake at the edge of Nahal Zikma near Ashkelon. The medal is awarded to civilians to commend exemplary behavior in Israeli society, the statement said. Ben Zikri's brother-in-law told Channel 13 that Michael was with his wife when he saw the four family members in distress and rushed to try to save them. An MDA paramedic said at the time that a rescue team that had arrived at the scene learned from onlookers that Ben Zikri was missing as they were busy treating the family of four. Ben Zikri was found after a short search with no signs of life. He was laid to rest in Ashdod, the city where he lived. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Von Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D. everyone. I'm your news anchor, Ingrid D. You're on Vaughn.radio, Voice of a Nation, bringing you national and international news updates. Environmental concerns. The Earth is currently facing a lot of environmental concerns. The environmental problems like global warming, acid rain, air pollution, urban sprawl, waste disposal, ozone layer depletion, water pollution, climate change, and many more affect every human, animal, and nation on this planet. Over the past few decades, the exploitation of our planet and the degradation of our environment has gone up an alarming rate. As our actions have not been in favor of protecting this planet, we have seen natural disasters striking us more often in the form of flash floods, earthquakes, blizzards, tsunamis, and cyclones. Different environmental groups around the world play their role in educating people as to how their small actions, when combined together, can play a big role in protecting the planet. If you look at the environment around us, you can see that there are a number of issues that come to our attention. Pollution of air, water, and soil takes a huge number of years to recover. Industry and engine vehicles' fumes are the most obvious toxins. Substantial metals, nitrates, and plastics are poisons in charge of pollution, while water contamination is brought about by oil slicks, acid rain, and urban sprawl. Air contamination is created by different gases and poisons discharged by businesses and manufacturing plants, and burning of fossil fuels. Soil contamination is majorly created by mechanical waste that takes supplements out of the soil. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vaughn.radio, Voice of a Nation, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor, Ingrid D. You're on Vaughn.radio, Voice of a Nation, bringing you national and international news updates. Special weather alert with News 24. Snow, heavy rain, and strong winds to lash Western Cape and Northern Cape. The Western Cape and parts of the Northern Cape are set to be battered by heavy rain, gusting winds, and a possible dusting of snow from Thursday into the weekend, the South African Weather Service says. The Weather Service said that winds as high as 70 kilometers per hour were set to hit parts of the Northern Cape and Western Cape from Thursday. This will result in waves as high as 8 meters across Hondeklip Bay and Cape Agulhas in the Western Cape. Heavy rains are expected over parts of the Western Cape, as well as snowfall over the mountainous regions of the Western Cape and southern high ground in the Northern Cape. Both provinces are also set to experience cold conditions. Strong to gale northwesterly winds 60 to 75 kilometers per hour between Cape Columbine and Cape Agulhas of the Western Cape. Thursday spreading to Plettenberg Bay by the evening. High seas with wave heights from 6 meters to 8 meters are expected between Hondeklip Bay and Cape Agulhas on Thursday. Heavy rain is expected over the high-lying areas of Cape Metropole and Cape Winelands Thursday evening and Friday. A heavy rain leading to localized flooding is possible over the Cape Metropole mountainous areas of Cape Winelands and Overberg from Friday until Saturday. Very cold conditions are expected over Western Cape and the southern high ground of the Northern Cape on Friday afternoon, spreading eastwards by Saturday morning. Snowfalls are expected over the mountainous regions of the Western Cape and the southern high ground of the Northern Cape on Friday. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vaughn.radio, Voice of a Nation, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor, Ingrid D. You're on Vaughn.radio, Voice of a Nation, bringing you national and international news updates. More South African learners returned to school despite the virus surge. Some parents, teachers and students have been calling for the closure of schools. South Africa's Education Ministry has continued with its phased reopening of schools despite the surge in coronavirus cases. Grades are 5-year-olds, grade 6, 11-year-olds and grade 11, 16-year-olds have already returned to school on Monday, a month after final year students reopened. There have been coronavirus infections among learners and teachers since the resumption of classes in June. The Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, said school administrators should continue following health guidelines. She said that 2,740 teachers and 1,260 learners had been infected with coronavirus since the final year students resumed classes last month. Some 11 teachers and 3 learners succumbed to the virus. Some parents, learners and teachers have been calling for the closure of schools, citing the rising number of coronavirus cases. The country has been reporting thousands of new cases every day, with the total number currently at 196,750, including 3,199 deaths. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D.